It is a time to go beyond the playbook, and joining us once again on this Monday morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Yesterday, the Bills opening up the season with a 21-12 win over the Jets at home. Of course, this is a whole new era for the Bills, new coach, new general manager. But before we get into the game, talk about the atmosphere at New Era Field.
It was actually a weird game in the sense that felt kind of anticlimactic from start to finish. Now, some of this is likely attributable to the reality that most fans saw this game as a guaranteed win, as the Jets did live down to their expectations. But I also had the sense that the feeling was compounded by a fair amount of apathy from the fan base surrounding the team's limited expectations. Whatever it was, though, the difference in lack of excitement for a home opener was palpable. You're likely going to hear this from me throughout the season. Doesn't make for the kind of dramatic teasing, wait until after the break, exciting news kind of analysis. But because of the wealth of draft ammunition for next year, I want to see a team with clear building blocks and enough talent to be a few key players, including a quarterback, of course, away from turning things around. And that's kind of what I saw yesterday. So with all that being said, I like the Bills' performance. As boring as the game may have been, they looked like an average team with some bright spots who took care of a terrible opponent exactly the way they should.
All right, boring. That's one way of describing it. It was a win, of course, and there were some notable performances. Who stood out for you?
Yeah, I'll get this out of the way, and we should just record this portion for replay every single week because I certainly expect to be a broken record on one player yet again this year, and that player is LeSean McCoy. He is ridiculously good. In an unexceptional game, he was exceptional as usual. Rushed for 110 yards on 22 carries, added 49 yards receiving, for an all-purpose total of 159 yards, a total offense. He was the best player on the field as usual. Next, want to acknowledge Tyrod Taylor, not because he was great, but because he had the solid performance we expected with 262 total yards passing and running and two touchdowns. I struggle with the adjective, but I'm settling on solid for a reason. It's because solid can win you games in this league, but it almost never helps you compete for championships. He has 15 more games to prove me wrong. I just don't think he will. Still a solid game yesterday, and his top target was number one receiver Jordan Matthews, who only caught two passes, but for another solid performance with 61 yards. Worth noting that the guy he replaced, Sammy Watkins, had just 58 yards in his debut with the Rams. On the defensive side of the ball, two guys who most Bills fans may have never even heard of just stole the show. Linebacker Ramon Hamber had 13 tackles, 12 on his own, intercepted a two-point conversion attempt by the Jets, which would prove critical in sealing the win. And the other defensive star wasn't the $100 million man, rather, Marcell Dareus, but safety Jordan Poyer, three tackles, one sack, two pass breakups, and an interception. These are the unheralded bright spots and potential building blocks Bills fans should want to see emerge throughout the season.
Oh, it sounds so very solid.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, yes. All right, so we're looking big picture here. What do you take away from this game? Looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's almost like the Bills had their homecoming game behind them. You know, win is a win, but now the season really begins. We'll see what they can take away and build upon from yesterday's game. On Friday, we'll get into the Carolina game, but what is fair to say now is that Carolina is a much better team than the Jets, and while the Bills took care of business against a bad team yesterday, they're going to have to clean up sloppy portions of the game that dominated the first half and then some. Sure, they won, but couldn't capitalize on a number of early scoring opportunities. The first drive ended with an interception. Kicker Steven Hauschka missed his only field goal attempt of the day, while the Jets kicker hit both of his. So despite dominating statistically, they went into the half with an ugly 7-6 lead. I point this disparity out because they're not going to be able to afford to recover from those kinds of errors against better teams. Next week, they play a better team. But hey, after 1 week, Bills fans can soak up the first victory, even if it was the homecoming win against a JV team, I suppose. Sure felt like it.
Yes, absolutely. But yes, nonetheless, the Bills are 1-0 atop the AFC East this morning. That's this morning. Matt Sabuda, we'll see you again on Friday. And thanks, as always, for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.